Lesson number 6, Auntie Audwin's Will. Auntie's lawyer gravely motions for you to sit down in his stuffy office. His face remains carefully neutral as he explains that Auntie Audwin has recorded a message for you that explains the location of the bulk of her wealth. If you can locate her treasure, it will be yours. You are so pleased at the thought of inheriting a fortune that you hardly hear Auntie's lawyer mutter, "Rotten parrots have no sense of direction." He plays the tape, and you hear dear Auntie's voice. "Well, my dear, I'll disabuse you of any get-rich-quick ideas you have right away. I always thought my sister should have made you listen better, so you're going to have to pay attention to get your money, kiddo. Not only will I test your deplorable listening skills, I will make you work for your money." Still listening? I guess my money motivated you to keep tuning me in. "First, try to remember your world geography. Next, find a friend to bring along, kiddo. You must travel to a well-known island with Z in its name. It is in the southern hemisphere, southeast of continent, with a name that sounds like a cow."
Complete question one now.
"From there, in order to begin your real search, you will charter a plane and fly northeast to an island named after a pirate's talkative winged friend. Pay attention to the clues you will find there. One hint before you start. Up and down are the only directions any bird really cares about."
Complete question two now. Early the next morning, your plane coasts to a landing on the southwestern tip of Parrot Island. You disembark with your backpack and wave goodbye to the charter pilot before you turn to face what appears to be a deserted island. A weather-worn sign saying, "Start here," stands near something shiny on the sand near the edge of the jungle. As you approach, you can see that the sign actually points to a few metallic boxes tied together with twine. You run to untie the package. The boxes appear to be four numbered sardine tins. Wings flap as a huge parrot descends from the sky to perch on the top of the stack.
"Rock, rock!"
You gaze in amazement at the parrot because, besides being very large, it has a scar over one eye and a patch on the other. Its enormous beak almost overshadows the two shiny round bits of metal which appear to be fixed to either side of its neck.
"Rock, rock! Fish, fish! Frankenfeather, eat fish!"
Apparently, the parrot wants you to open one of the sardine tins. You shudder reflexively, but obediently open tin number one. The parrot gobbles up the sardines, then pushes the tin toward you. You can't believe it. Auntie Audwin always had some fishy ideas, but this is too much. You remove the sardine oil-saturated message from the tin, wipe it on the sand, then unfold it. It reads,
"Hey! You are on your way to becoming one highly motivated individual, kiddo, to get this far. However, it's too early to give you any praise because you haven't really listened, have you? I bet you didn't take anyone along, did you? You never did listen all that well. Anyhow, you need to travel roughly north until you arrive at the Parrot's Hump. There you'll find another clue. Oh yeah, kiddo, keep all the clues until you're done, and don't listen to the parrots."
Complete question three now. You fold the oily paper clue and put it in your pocket. When you look up to get your bearings, you notice that the parrot has disappeared. Then, hefting your backpack, you begin walking north along the western beach of Parrot Island. You're sure you have covered about 2 kilometers by the time you stop. Complete question four now. As you sit down on the beach, Frankenfeather flaps towards you, squawking,
"Rock, rock, Frankenfeather fish, Frankenfeather fish."
The bird sounds a bit panicked, as if you're going to disappear suddenly with its sardine supply. Oh well, you obligingly open the second tin of sardines. Sure enough, there's another clue inside. You pull out the oily paper and unfold it. The parrot devours the sardines as you read.
Hey. "Travel northeast to the place where lava once flowed like a river. There you'll find a way to float downstream to your goal."
Weirder and weirder, but there's no way around it. You pick up your backpack and begin walking northeast. After a kilometer or so, you see a creek. When you look up the creek to the east, toward the creek's source, You see smoke curling up into the sky from what appears to be the tip of a small volcano. A shiver of pure dread runs down your back. You square your shoulders and begin walking uphill along the creek toward the volcano. What seems to be hours later, you arrive at the source of the creek, a small lake beside the volcano. There, just as beloved Auntie Audwin's last clue has predicted, floats a canoe which is moored to a post by the lake's edge. Across the small lake appear to be two different creeks, one flowing toward the east and the other toward the south. Complete question 5 now. Geez, you can't believe how tired and hungry you are. Oh well, this is as nice a spot as any, so you find a place to sit. As you open your backpack to take out some lunch, Frankenfeather reappears, seemingly out of nowhere.
Rock, rock, Frankenfeather fish, Frankenfeather fish.
The bird perches on a nearby rock and looks at you lopsidedly out of its one good eye. It nods its head once, twice, then it squawks at you again.
Frankenfeather fish, all fish, Frankenfeather, fly to beak, treasure beak, rock, rock, treasure beak.
Your pulse begins to race. The bird can't be giving you information about the treasure, can he? You stuff your uneaten lunch back into your backpack.
Rock, rock, Frankenfeather fish, Frankenfeather fish.
You've almost forgotten. You have to feed the blessed bird. You hurriedly open can number 3 of sardines and leave it open for the parrot to eat as you vault into the canoe and begin your trip down the eastbound creek. It can't be necessary to read another smelly clue. This creek surely will lead to the beak of Parrot Island and Auntie Audwin's treasure. Answer question 6 now. You reflect on where you are as you get out of the canoe at the mouth of the creek. By your reckoning, you must be somewhere near the geographical beak of Parrot Island. Though you make a thorough search of the area, there is no sign of treasure. Your stomach rumbles, reminding you that you haven't eaten your lunch yet. Once again, as you open your backpack, Frankenfeather reappears.
Rock, rock, Robinson Clueless, you Robinson Clueless, rock, rock, Frankenfeather fish, Frankenfeather fish.
Your blood boils, and you briefly consider barbecuing the insulting old parrot for supper. You settle for gritting your teeth as you glare at it balefully.
Fish, fish, all fish, rock, rock, Frankenfeather fish, Frankenfeather fish.
There's no denying the mangy bird its meal. You feel around in your backpack for the last tin of sardines. You almost expect it. There is an oily piece of paper inside. The smell of sardines has become overpowering, and your stomach churns unpleasantly as you read the clue.
Gotta give you points for trying, kiddo, but you're not listening. I told you not to listen to the parrot. If you had read the last clue, you would already have found my treasure. You would also be 1 kilometer south of here at the mouth of the next creek. What are you waiting for? Get up and off and on down there.
Your opinion of your late Auntie Audwin has not improved over the last several hours, and now you try in vain to remember anything nice about her as you first wade through the creek, then trek southward in the full heat of the afternoon sun. Finally, you see the mouth of another creek. There is a waist-high pile of stones on the far side. Your heart thumps. The treasure! You splash eagerly across the creek toward the stones. Fortunately, the stones aren't too heavy to be lifted away, and you soon see the glint of something shiny. It's another tin of sardines. Your opinion of Auntie Audwin goes down another notch or two. Answer question 7 now. You have managed to avoid swearing, although not by much, and your head begins to pound painfully as you open this can of sardines. Sure enough, you hear wings flap, and Frankenfeather descends greedily as you pull out the oily paper clue. You mutter, "Frankenfeather fry, Frankenfeather fry," as you begin to read this clue.
This is the last clue, kiddo. Your listening skills have improved a bit since you were a kid. Now you'll have to make one last trek about 1.5 kilometers southwest to the spot where you see 3 palm trees growing side by side in a line on the sand. Hidden on the land side of these trees, you will find digging tools. Use them to dig on the south side of the center tree. I bet now you wish you had brought a friend, eh? Enjoy my treasure, kiddo. You earned it.
Finally, you gleefully pull all the smelly clues out of your pocket and rip them to shreds. You can still smell a slight odor of fish, but you don't care. Even though you have never been a runner, you take off down the beach running like someone in a Florida tourist commercial. You are one person eager to achieve your goal. That doesn't stop you from chugging like an old steam engine, and you slow to a walk. You approach several palm trees. Oh no! Which set of trees is it? Answer questions 8 and 9 now. There they are. There are the two shovels hidden under some dried palm leaves behind the center tree. You don't need a friend. One person digging will eventually get to the treasure too. Now, on which side of which tree did that clue say to dig? Answer question 10 now. Thunk! There it is. Dear old Auntie Odd One's treasure. How you miss her. What a character. You suck in your breath as you pry open the lock on the rusty iron-bound wooden chest. An aroma of old fish assaults your senses. You pay no attention to it. The lid opens stubbornly. You gasp as you see... What do you see in Auntie Odd One's treasure chest?